Pretty much every American high school holds an annual spring formal dance known as the prom. That word is short for promenade, which gives you a sense of the origins of this big formal affair. Prom dates back to the late 1800s and early 1900s, when the event marked a sort of formal presentation to introduce young women to high society and its eligible young men. The tradition started at colleges in the Northeast, but by the 1930s, these dances became common at white segregated high schools around the country. As the popularity of the prom spread, it remained a pretty sexist, classist, and racist affair. In many places, it still kind of is. But it has also definitely become more inclusive over the years, and it's still a huge deal for many teenagers. And a lot of money gets spent each year on the prom. We're talking several hundred dollars per student on everything from the tickets and attire to hair, makeup and nails, luxury transportation, and fancy dinners. And don't forget the after parties. Prom is legitimately its own economy at this point. The prom-conomy. The prom-ony. We're still workshopping it,